You're messing up my clothes.
What you want
now.
Tonight? Well,
this?
Want, I don't want. No, 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 the mud right back here.
Beautiful day. It's gonna be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. I think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life. But trouble is a bubble in the champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gon' do it like this.
Got an addiction for life in this baby. Like every day is my birthday. No, but I'm kidding. Can't preserve the time I pass for my city. Me and my friends in some sickness.
Y'all know I gotta groove with that champagne life a little bit. Oh, that's my joint. Yeah, that's the joint. The champagne life. Come on, that's what we try to do. Everybody, you know, we want everybody to have that champagne life. That's why, once again, that's why we do this Tuesday night show called From the Basement to the Boardroom. You know, and it's specifically for that. We just trying to uplift businesses, get people who's thinking about business into play. Because we want everybody to have that champagne life. And people, it's possible. It's possible. We just have to get on it. You know, we have to get on it. So, once again, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. For calling in, logging on, listening to From the Basement to the Boardroom this Tuesday evening with your host, Brian Jubert. So I'm excited. You know, like I tell y'all all the time, I'm very, very, very excited, you know. And, you know, because we always putting out good information for you, things that's definitely going to help you. We also, you know, got great, great guests with great stories. You know, so if you don't think it's possible, just listen to some of the guests that we have on. You know, none of these people was born with a silver spoon in their mouth. You know, all these people hustle, grind, you know, and they did what they had to do to become successful. You know, and that's the type of people that we want you to listen to. That's the type of people we want you to hear because, you know, these people let you know that it's achievable. You know, and it's achievable for everybody. You just have to want it. You know, so once again, you know, stay tuned. Definitely listen in to the guests tonight. If you have any questions or concerns or issues or whatever it may be, you want to speak to the guests, have questions for them, for the guests or myself, you know, feel free to call in to 917-932-1078 and then press the number 1 and that'll get you in for a question. You know, so definitely reach out to my folks because we always got some good stuff. You know, I'm excited about young lady, which is, she's a Jaguar, so I got a Southern Jaguar on the line tonight, you know, so I'm excited about bringing her out. And then I got my man, Mr. Jarrett Woods, you know, basically from Axion. He going to let y'all know how y'all can get the money, you know. That's the thing. That's the thing. You can get the money for your business. And that's the most important question right now. You know, that's the most important question. You know, so we're going to take a short, short break. After the break, we'll be back, get the show going. You know, so definitely stay tuned to From the Basement to the Boardroom on the Survival Radio Network. So we'll talk to you in about 30 seconds.
Pick up your copy of Running with Blinders, the top 17 mistakes of small businesses, written by author Brian Joubert, who has over 20 years of experience in business consulting. Running with Blinders is a full resource guide that will motivate, educate, and inspire everyone who reads this book. Filled with expert advice to avoid pitfalls, this book is a must-have for everyone who really wants to be successful. On sale now for only $12.95. Visit lbtaxservice.com. Purchase your copy of Running with Blinders, the top 17 mistakes of small businesses, and get started creating long-term business success.
All right, all right, all right. I'm back. And basically, you heard the commercial. You heard the commercial, Running with Blinders. A little self-plug right there. You know, you definitely, if you haven't purchased my book yet, you definitely want to get the book. And everybody's telling me it's a great read, it's a short read, but it's a resource guide. You know, and that's the beauty of it. It's just not a book that you can read and put aside. It has a full business plan, a glossary, you know, marketing tips, customer service tips. And so it's definitely beneficial to you if you're a business owner or know a business owner that can use it. So, you know, definitely go out to the website, www.lbtaxservice, and make sure you purchase the book because it's about survival, you know. And I want to speak on this right quick before we get into to some of the meat of this show. I know a lot of people out, you know, at home right now watching the Democratic, you know, conference and convention, and they're listening to Michelle Obama, and they want to hear President Obama, and they listen to the things they say and what we're going to do. And let me tell you, it won't matter what President Obama do if you don't apply it. You have to apply it. You know, help him, help us. You know, and the things he's doing out here for individuals and jobs and stimulus and businesses, you know, if we don't take the control of our own lives, none of that basically is going to help. You know, and so they try to make him look bad about where the deficit at now, you know, and a lot of it he's doing because he's trying to help. But if we're not following his plan, then all of this money that he's putting out and all the things he's doing is going to waste. You know, so we have to take the steps to help, you know, ourselves. You know, don't depend on that, you know, because once again, they talked about it was $786 million put out there. $786 million put out for small businesses to give money to. And to this day, almost 4 years later, I don't know no one yet that got any of that money. You know, so they saying it's out there, and somebody may be getting it, but if you're relying on government, you're going to be in bad shape. So let's take control of our own lives, y'all, our own businesses, you know, so we can flourish, so we can grow to the next level, we can prosper, you know, and that's why we do this. That's why we do this show, to help individuals. If you don't know, you know, what you need to do next, reach out to us, you know, reach out to L&B Tax Service, reach out to myself, you know, and we can be that next step for you to help you get over the hurdle. Let me tell you, because they not playing. And I know y'all heard the story, you know, and this is crazy. And we talked about Social Security at one time before about, you know, if you're in business and you're waiting on Social Security, you in bad shape already as a business owner. And it's funny because they say Americans are getting older and older. I mean, Social Security age, they got people drawing Social Security now, getting their Social Security offset by student loans. That is crazy. A 60-something-year-old lady got her money taken by student loan, got her Social Security taken. If that's not evidence that you need to control your own destiny, and once again, your main source of Social Security is through your jobs, through your employment. That's where you join it from. So basically, if that's going to be gone, are they going to be taking that in the future? Jobs are not what they used to be. What that's telling you, people, you have to basically get you some type of business. You know, I ain't saying, once again, go out and quit your job, you know, and just leave everything alone and start your business. But you got to start it at least while you're working your job. You know, you got to start planning for it now, getting in position to go to the next level. You know, because now they're saying that over 6 million Americans that's over 50 are still paying off student loans. And we know, and believe me, I'm the tax man. I sit on the other side of the computer, so I know what people are making. And believe me, people are not making what they used to make. And most of them not making what you think they make. You know, so we already struggling to live day to day, to do the necessities. When we're talking about taking care of our home, our children, food, automobile, things that we need on an everyday basis, and we're struggling to pay those things, you factor in paying off student loans from 25, 30 years ago into that equation, we're in a bad shape. So we have to start controlling our own destiny. You know, and one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight really was putting yourself in position to start getting financing for businesses. Now, I constantly tell you about going into business, you know, and starting your own business. But it takes money. You know, don't get me wrong, it takes money. And even though my book, my teachings, all of those things kind of teach you how to start business probably on the lowest budget that you can, but you still need money to grow. You know, and so that's why I wanted to bring Mr. Woods on tonight to kind of talk about his organization who lends money. But the thing is, nobody's going to lend you money unless you put yourself in position, you know, to qualify for it. So that's why it's important that we constantly talk about the steps to get in position. You know, and every organization is different. Every organization requires different things. I didn't hooked up with some organizations now that I partner with that don't need as much, but they still want some things in place. But one of the things, once again, you got to start putting in place that people want to see. They want to see a business plan. They want to see a business plan. Nobody's going to give you money if you don't have a plan. You know, that's even with friends. Friends want to know, how you going to pay me back? What's your plan to pay me back? You know, that's family. Family going to ask those same questions. You know, so you don't think a banking institution is going to ask that, a lending institution? So first and foremost, get you a business plan. And don't be scared of business plans. Don't think it's a 30-page business plan that everybody needs. No, those days are gone. People don't have time for that. They want more concise business plans now. And that's what I do in my book with the plan. I narrow it down to kind of give you the hows, whys, what's, and who's. And that's what they want to know, you know, how you going to pay my money back? How you going to make money? Who your customer's going to be? You know, all of those things, those simple things you need to have in place. You need to have an idea of those things. How much you want to borrow, and when you borrow it, what you're going to do with it. Those type of things you want to do to put yourself in place. Simple as that. Also, you want to get yourself a tax ID number. You know, you want to get yourself a tax ID number. And basically what a tax ID number is, it's a Social Security number for your business. Because you want to work on keeping your business separate from yourself. You want to keep it separate from yourself. So you don't want to always use your tax ID number every time you do something. So get that tax ID number, because once again, on the next step, you're going to need your tax ID number. Because what I'm going to need you to do next is, I need you to open up a separate banking account. I need you to open up a bank account, basically a checking, a savings for your business. Because we talked about this commingling funds thing and how everybody else out there crying that they're broke, the IRS is crying that they're broke as well. The IRS is crying broke too. So know what the IRS is doing? They try to get every nickel, every penny that they can from everybody. And believe me, I'm seeing it. I've been in the tax business for over 15 years, and I've seen it over the last 2 years. I've seen them do things, ask for money that I've never seen them ask for. And it ain't the big money people no more. It's anybody that's filing taxes or not filing taxes to some extent. You know, so you definitely want to make sure that you do those things to line yourself up, to run your business correctly, to be able to get financing and then take your business to the next level. And here's a little secret. Here's a little secret. You know how you get rich? You play with other people's money. You use somebody else's money to get rich. That's why you find Donald Trump, Robert Kiyosaki, Magic Johnson, all these guys are multimillionaires. But every time they start a new venture, what they do is they bring in investors. They're looking for partners. They're looking for investors. They're not using their own money. They have millions and millions of dollars. So once again, but you have to put yourself in position. You know, so you want to, first of all, develop your business plan, get your tax ID number, open up a separate bank account for your business, and the last thing, not the last thing, but one of the things that we're going to touch on before we get to our first guest, one of the things you want to touch on is incorporate a LLC your business. You have to do that. You have to do that because, once again, one of the first things most lending institutions are doing, they're going to your Secretary of State website and seeing if your business is listed on there with the state. Is seeing if it's registered. They're not checking to see how much money you have in an account. They want to see if your business is registered with the state and if it's seasoned. And that's why I tell you, even if your business is not doing a lot of business, still incorporate or form the LLC. You still want to do those things because it shows that you've been out for a certain amount of time. It shows that you've been a professional business for a certain amount of time, and that's what they want to see. Now, we talked about the pros and cons and things, and we're going to talk about that again as it gets closer and closer to the end of the year because, people, we are in September. This is the ninth month. The year is almost over. So start getting your plan together for next year. So we're going to touch on those things again on some future shows. If you need to know some answers before then, definitely reach out to me. Go to the website, lbtaxservice.com. It's a bunch of information on there. So once again, you're listening to From the Basement to the Boardroom on the Survival Radio Network. We're going to take another short break, get some commercials in, show some people some love, and we're going to bring the first guest on, my fellow Jaguar. And look, this lady, I'll get into it when we get her on here, but if this is probably one of the, a lot of people need to know this young lady. So Ms. Sandra Carter is going to be on the line with us after this break. You know, we'll see you in 30.
Do you have tax issues, owe back taxes, or need tax relief? Contact L&B Tax Service today. L&B offers you over 15 years of expertise and first-class tax service for individuals, professionals, and business owners. With nationwide service, you can easily find a location near you. Contact one of our tax professionals through our website, lbtaxservice.com. That's www.lbtaxservice.com. L&B Tax Service Incorporated. Tax professionals that you can trust.
Definitely have y'all jump on that bandwagon. All right, y'all. Like I said, you know, I'm always excited. Always excited. Always to have a fellow Jaguar on the show. You know, Clark, you know, one thing I can always say about Clark, and I always tell him this, is that the FAMU Rattlers, they represent. They represent on this show, you know, and so, you know, but we coming. We coming, and we doing big things as Jaguars. So I'm always proud to bring to the line, you know, my fellow Jaguar, my client, my friend, and associate, Miss Sandra Carter. You with me, Miss Carter?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Mr. Jubert. How are you?
I am well. I am well. How about yourself?
Just great. Thank you for having me on your show. Praise God for the opportunity.
Oh, no, man. You know, good people find their way here. So, you know, and people that's doing good business, they find a way to get here. So, you know, I knew it was just a matter of time before we get you here because you're that person. You're doing good business. You're constantly pushing. And I love that about you.
Oh, thank you. I admire those things in you.
All right, so tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Give us a little bit about your background.
Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Sandra Carter. My clients refer to me as the Math Lady. And we have a business called Math One-on-One LLC. We move young people from fear to ferocity, from pain to power, and from apathy to academic excellence in mathematics, chemistry, and physics. I'm originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a graduate of Southern University and Georgia Institute of Technology. And as you stated before, I've been a longtime client of LMB Tech Service.
Well, that's, I appreciate you for it, though. And, you know, and so, look, we're gonna get into it, though, basically. I deal with this myself. As far as with the math, my daughter brings home so much math homework, and it just blows me away that they would give this much. And my question now is starting to ask is, do you, as a math pro, do you see that kids are retaining all this math information that they're giving, you know, in the school system now? Because I can't see how they're retaining all this that they're given.
I thank you for asking that question. That was one of the motivations behind writing my book. I noticed that quite often I tutor a student for 9 months during the school year. They'd have summer break or have winter break. We'd get back together, and I end up having to teach the same things over and over again. Definitely there is a brain drain or winter break meltdown, and we have to keep reinforcing the same material over again when school starts. So definitely, unfortunately, our young people are not retaining that information. But we do have a few strategies to help with that.
Yeah, because I that was just something that I was curious, because I just see how they work them. You know, now tell me, what made you take your passion of math from a passion to a business? When did you decide to change over? When did you see there was a market for that?
Actually, I've been tutoring math voluntarily for over 20 years. I started a tutoring ministry at my church, Star Bethlehem Baptist Church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. In about 2003, I noticed that my IT career would not be so stable. A lot of our jobs were being outsourced overseas. And it occurred to me that I need to do something. I need to find something that I could do in the States that would have the least likelihood of being outsourced. I had to find, as you said, my passion, something I would do that even if no one paid me to do, I would do. To me, that's the litmus test for finding your passion. Would you do this if no one paid you to do it? I've been voluntarily giving my services away for free, tutoring math, and I decided that now is the time to turn my passion into a profit and start a business.
Wow, so you knew it was at that time.
Exactly. I still have my IT career, but I noticed that things are just, everyone has already suffered in this economy, that things are just not the same as they used to be. Being on a job 30 years and retiring is unfortunately not likely for everyone, but we all have, in Atlanta, I notice everyone has a job and they have a business. That's how we maintain in this city.
Well, you pretty much have to at this point, though, to make ends meet.
Totally agree with you.
I know you took this from your passion to your business, and you're constantly growing your business and working with the kids and doing the different things. But once they're finished with you, are you finding that the parents are still struggling following up with the kids because the parents, it's been so long since the parents have done this. So do you find that they still are beneficial to the kids in a sense that they can still help based on prior knowledge, or they have forgotten most of it? And if so, what do you have in place with your business that can assist parents in becoming more astute and math?
I'm so glad you asked me that question. Definitely, we find that a lot of parents may remember their algebra, but they forget it if they don't use it every day. That's one of the reasons behind writing my book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. It was published in 2007. We use realistic problems, such as things like basketball or shopping or football. We use examples that the parents can relate to. We use examples that the children can relate to. We also make mention of very high-paying careers in the book that the students can enjoy with very lucrative salaries if they're very good in math. We make it math realistic. We make it fun. We also have an evaluation in the book so the parents can determine for themselves their children's areas of strength and areas for improvement in math. The parent doesn't have to worry about working out any problems. The answers are already in the book. The parent can arm the child and help arm the teacher by knowing exactly where that child needs help in math. We have some other tools, such as our fun interactive math workshop and our SAT math boot camp. We'll be having those at the Centerville Community Center. The SAT math boot camp will be held on Saturday, September 22nd, from 12:30 to 6:30. This is for 11th and 12th grade students. And I think everyone knows that, unfortunately, Georgia is at the bottom when it comes to performance on the SAT. And many people may or may not know that the math portion has 55 problems and only 70 minutes to complete those problems. So even if you knew how to work with your problems,
how many minutes?
You have 55 problems and 70 minutes to complete them. So even if you knew how to work every problem, a little bit over a minute is not enough time. So you have to go in with a strategy. So in these 6 hours, we teach a strategy, and, of course, we teach the math. The investment is $150 per student, and each student gets a copy of How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math and the workshop packet. So that was pretty surprising. Even if you knew how to work every problem, it's definitely not enough time.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy because I'm thinking about that. I'm like, you just got to rush through that almost.
Exactly. That's why we teach strategies. We teach you when to guess, when not to guess, and other strategies. And for our younger students, we have the Fun Interactive Math Workshop. That's on Saturday, October 13th, also at the Centerville Community Center. In this workshop, we teach decimals, fractions, and word problems with examples such as basketball and football and shopping, as I mentioned before. Also at the Centerville Community Center, the investment is $40 per student. That's a one-hour course. And the number for the center is 770-985-4713. That's at 3025 Bethany Church Road in Snellville, Georgia. But there's something really important I want to point out to your listeners is that we've been having these workshops since 2008, and over 90% of the students attend at no cost. And that's because we have generous sponsors who pay for students to attend. We have silver sponsors, Premier Women's Healthcare and Aesthetics, bronze sponsors, Mr. and Mrs. Henry and Roseanne Carter, copper sponsors, GreekSnowGlobes.com, Time to Reflect Publishing, The Points of Light, Ms. Aureen Duvall, recording artist Rosa Kelly Clay, Mr. Ronnie Brown, Ms. LaWanda Graham, Atlanta Dental Center, and supporters, Celine Sensations Wellness Bakery. Due to the generosity of these sponsors and individuals, more than 90% of these children have been attending these programs since 2008 at no cost. We're doing everything that we can to help our young people compete against the global workforce.
Wow, that's phenomenal, man.
If anyone wants to join us, we would be happy to take your assistance to help more children to attend at no cost.
Yeah, and major kudos to you for being able to do that and your sponsors to be able to bring these kids in and let them learn and progress to the next level, you know, and not have to come out of pocket most of the time. And that's very important because a lot of times, you know, you find the parents and the families who can't afford to get tutoring can't afford to go to these camps. So, you know, that's the ones who need it most. So for people to extend their checkbooks and their monies out there, you know, much love to them and you for putting that in place. All right. One of the things you said that I definitely love, and when I talk about people in business, and I think you get it. You get it when you say you teach and you implement teaching by using basketball and football and sports and shopping. And it's basically doing things that kids can relate to that's going to keep their attention.
Exactly.
You know, and it's just that easy. And that's why I tell people when you have a business, you have to think outside the box. Everything is not structured. You know, and like I said, we've been taught structured ways of learning for so long. That's why kids don't grasp, because it's boring. So you make it fun. And so that's a great concept, and that's what businesses have to do. You know, think outside the box, and I think that's why you have been successful. Another thing you mentioned about us falling behind globally in that. So is that not a myth? I hear that a lot about, you know, how the U.S. compared to other countries, we are falling behind, especially in math and science and things to that extent. So that is actually a fact that we are lacking in those areas.
Exactly. A lot of our jobs are being moved overseas. I've lost several jobs to having them being outsourced to resources overseas. So we have to help our babies be prepared to compete against the global workforce. You're not just competing with the person next door for a job. Having a high school education is great. Having a bachelor's is great. But if you really want to be prepared, you have to have education beyond a bachelor's.
Okay. And with the big is the internet now, the internet craze, everything is on the internet now. You can do everything on the internet. How has the internet helped or hurt kids to learn math or do better in math now, assist which how has it helped your business? Or has it? Or everything is still pretty much offline?
The internet is a tool in the right hands. It can be a great tool in the wrong hands, but we know what the internet can do. But definitely, the internet has helped Math 101 LLC to reach a broader audience. Our book is available in 6 different countries, in Japan, in Italy, in India, in England, in France, in Germany, and, of course, in the United States. It's all available on those .coms in 6 different countries. So definitely, the internet has helped us to reach out beyond the border of the United States to people in other countries to help young people get over the fear of math. And also want to mention to you that we have a DVD, the Math Lady DVD Fun Interactive Math Workshop, that teaches the decimals, the fractions, and the word problems. We might have some students who are able to help themselves by watching the DVD. We have some students whose parents can help them by using the book. And there are some people who need that one-on-one face-to-face tutoring in math, physics, or chemistry. And we have that. We have 4 different options to help our young people with their math and science. So there's no excuse.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, thank you, ma'am. I truly appreciate you coming on the show, giving everyone that information. Please, y'all. And I know, you know, I know a bunch of people out there, kids are struggling with math. You know, definitely call the Math Lady. You know, get in touch with her. You know, and like she said, a lot of these things are funded by other companies, so it's not as if you have to come out of your pocket all the time. At least inquire about it, because our kids need it. You know, they need it. So once again, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, how they can find you, how they can purchase the book, the DVD, and upcoming workshops and boot camps.
Certainly, you can register for the workshops and boot camp at the Centerville Community Center, 770-985-4713, to purchase the book or the DVD. You can visit us at www.math101.net. That's M-A-T-H, the number one, O-N, the number one, .net. If you require tutoring in math, chemistry, or physics, you can reach us at 404-358-2383. That's 404-358-2383.
All right. Well, once again, Ms. Carter, we appreciate the Matt lady coming out, giving us that information. And I know you're going to have some stuff coming up in the very near future, so we're definitely going to have you back on so you can get that information out.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Jupiter. It's been a pleasure to be on your show.
All right. Thank you, and have a good evening.
And good night.
Good night. All right, y'all. Once again, from the basement to the boardroom, if you're just tuning in, you listen to the Matt Lady on From the Basement to the Boardroom on the Survival Radio Network. And all we want to do is bring good businesses to the forefront. We want you to know there's people out there doing great business and helping the community, not just helping themselves. You know, and so we appreciate everybody that's doing good business. Once again, I was remiss in not giving you the number, but if you need to call in, I'm pretty sure she's going to stay on the line. So definitely call in with a question. Hit me in the chat room. The number to call in is 917-932-1078. And the number one with a question. So, definitely stay on. We're going to take another short break. We'll be back on in about 30 seconds. And we got the man that everybody's been asking for. How can I get money? So we got Mr. Woods coming to the line, so stay tuned.
Pick up your copy of Running with Blinders, the Top 17 Mistakes of Small Businesses, written by author Brian Joubert, who has over 20 years of experience in business consulting. Running with Blinders is a full resource guide that will motivate, educate, and inspire everyone who reads this book. Filled with expert advice to avoid pitfalls, this book is a must-have for everyone who really wants to be successful. On sale now for only $12.95. Visit lbtaxservice.com. Purchase your copy of Running with Blinders, the Top 17 Mistakes of Small Businesses, and get started creating long-term business success.
All right, y'all, I am happy to be back. And welcome to the line, Mr. Jared Woods, Axion. Jared, are you with me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Jared.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. I must have had a bad connection there. So, hey, man, thanks again. I appreciate you hanging out with us tonight, giving us some of your time. So we definitely appreciate that.
Hey, no doubt about it, brother. I appreciate you having me on. I really like what you're doing with the show. I think that it's a tremendous job that you're doing, not only just with the tax services that you provide, but also providing this platform for small business owners to learn a little something about, creating their small businesses, helping their small businesses grow, and, establishing those strong financial models that, small businesses need to have in order to survive. So thank you, brother.
Man, that's why we're here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Not very well. My phone's a little bit shaky right now. I think we might still be suffering some of the remnants of that storm that passed through here in New Orleans. So hopefully it won't be too bad.
All right, man, we're going to bear with you. And we appreciate Mr. Jerry calling in from New Orleans, Louisiana, my hometown. Who that nation? We're about to crank it up this Sunday. Crank it up this Sunday and start the Super Bowl run. So, we appreciate you calling in from New Orleans, man. Hey, I just want to put it out there. I've been, like I said, been doing business development for a few years now, and that's basically consisting of helping businesses get started, teach them how to run their business, how to grow their business, and then take their business to the next level. But one of the challenges businesses have been having is finding financing, and that's been the number one thing. And I've been trying to find companies and partner with organizations over the last couple of years, and everybody say they can do it, but when it's time to put the rubber to the road, nobody can come through, and so what's been you guys' success rate? What's your targeted market as far as businesses, so we can know that this is not a situation where we're going to lead people down a road that's going to have a dead end?
Okay, well, first, let me just explain, about Axion Texas, Inc. and what we do. I'm the regional manager for Axion Texas in Louisiana. And Axion's mission, first of all, Axion is a nonprofit organization, which means that we're not in business for the bottom line of the company. What we're in business to do is help people make their small businesses grow. Our official label is an alternate lender, which essentially means that when the banks cannot provide you with a loan, they'll call us and say, hey, do you think that you guys can approve this person for a loan? We have our own monies that we lend to small business owners. We have our own lending pool. We have our own underwriting criteria. So the bank's criteria for underwriting is a lot more stricter than what we will provide for. So our ultimate goal is to kind of catch those people who slip through the bank's nets but still deserve that financing and still need that financing to help their small businesses grow. The average credit score of our clientele is probably about a 615, which means that, you know, obviously we deal with clients who have better credit scores than 615, but then we also deal with clients who have credit scores that are lower than 615. And I think that's important to note that, you know, one of the main things that we try to do at Axion Louisiana is we try to give that client information about not only what's going on with their business and how to make it work better, but then also give them information about what's going on with their credit and how to improve upon their credit scores and how to make themselves eligible for those low-interest bank loans.
Okay, and that was one of the questions I was going to ask you, was it credit-driven? And you talked about a 615. 615 is really not, especially this day and time, that's almost bad credit. At one time, it used to be pretty, that's still considered not
A1 credit right there. It's not the worst, but anytime you're talking about under 650, 650 is about an average credit score. And what I mean by that is 650 just means that this person who has a score of 650 is about an average credit risk on a scale of, you know, 1 to 5. They would be a 2.5. So it's really just an indication of that person's risk of default. So we will deal with clients that whose credit scores are below average, and we'll deal with clients whose credit scores are even below, that 615 mark. It is more challenging for these people to get financing. It's more challenging for them to come to terms with the fact that, you know, if you have a credit score under 615, well, you may not be eligible for a loan of $100,000. You may be eligible for a loan of, you know, $35,000 to $40,000. If you can make that work, then we will lend you that money and help you build your credit so where you can be eligible for the, you know, larger amounts, and we'll help you build your capacity and your financial model so that it reflects good upon your business. It shows healthy cash flows, so you're eligible for larger amounts than, you know, those smaller amounts you may be eligible for just with those lower credit scores.
Okay. Well, what other criteria come into play when we're talking about obtaining financing? And so we know we got the credit score. What else will come into play? Does the person have to be incorporated, have an LLC, registered with the Secretary of State?
Absolutely. That's definitely one of the criteria. You have to be a legitimate business that has a tax ID number, that is registered with the state that you are currently operating in. Probably the most important thing right there. If you're not a small business, then we can't help you. If you are a small business, one, you have to meet credit criteria. And the way it kind of breaks down is, you know, certain credit scores are eligible for certain amounts. So if you only have a 675 credit score, okay, then you're probably eligible for any amount that Axion will provide for. But if you only have a 615, like I said, depending on some other issues, you may only be eligible for a maximum of $40,000 or $35,000. So it's the one, you have to be a legitimate business. Two, you have to have some form of credit going or some form of credit history. And then three, we also analyze what collateral is being used to secure the loan. We are a not-for-profit organization, so in essence, we're not federally insured because we don't take deposits. So in order to make our loan secure, we'll secure them through the client. So if the client has, a car that they would like to pledge as collateral, we'll use that. If they have business assets that they'll pledge as collateral, then we use that. Again, this is a way that we're different from the banks because banks use collateral as well, but they have much more strict guidelines in terms of what they can use as collateral. We are much more flexible when it comes to what we consider collateral. You know, I always tell this story. I even heard, you know, one person using a stapler or you know, a pack of staplers as collateral, which is a very unusual item to use as collateral. But, you know, we accepted it, and we got those people that loan, and they're still using it to this day. So, you know, you got the credit, you got the collateral, and then there's also what's called capacity or your ability to pay back the loan. And in essence, what this is just your debt-to-income ratio. How much money are you bringing in versus how much money you're going out? You always want to show a healthy debt-to-income ratio to show that your business is cash flowing and that you have your financial affairs in order. If it looks like you, you know, let's say you only make $5,000 a month and you have $4,000 in bills, well, that only leaves you with an extra $1,000 a month to spend. So that doesn't look very good on you. So the best bet is to keep those balances low, keep your debt-to-income ratio low enough to where you have some breathing room left over so your income can support, you know, an additional bill, which would be a monthly payment for a loan.
So you're saying that tax returns are very vital. Y'all look at tax returns and for businesses and look at the bottom line?
Well, remember when I was you know, just talking about capacity, one of the ways we gauge that capacity are through tax returns and through income statements such as a balance sheet and, you know, profit and loss statement. So we will use these financial tools to gauge, you know, what the income of the business is. And it's I can't tell you how important it is without these documents, without these things, you know, to kind of support the information that you're giving us and what you're telling us what your income is. If you don't have these things in order, you don't have these things in line, then, you know, it's not going to bode well for you. I tell you what, some of my favorite clients are the ones who actually have, you know, a person who does their taxes or a person who does their accounting, because normally these people have these documents in order. These documents are done the right way, and you just make the process so much smoother and so much easier, and it helps us set realistic expectations for the clients as well, because they know where their business is financially and they know where they are financially, and, you know, it's not a guessing game because they don't have this information. When my clients come to me and they have these support systems, these resources, these people who prepare taxes, these people who do their accounting and their record keeping, these are my favorite clients because these are the most prepared clients. That's another one of the criteria that we use in lending is character. Character being, you know, how responsible are you? How well have you managed your affairs? And, you know, by hiring a professional to do bookkeeping and to do taxes is definitely a positive in the character department. So, you know, it's absolutely vital to have those tax documents. It's absolutely vital to have those prepared statements. And, you know, those are just a few of the things that can make the process go a lot smoother.
Okay. And like I always tell people, not just have the tax returns, but actually showing a profit, not always trying to show a loss and write off all the expenses all the time.
That's right, man. People tend to think that, you know, it doesn't catch up with them in the long run. You know, a lot of people don't report their taxes the right way, don't do the accurate record keeping that they need to do. And, you know, at the end of the day, what happens is, you know, when I'm looking at, you know, how much money you made last year, if you deliberately, you know, took a loss last year because you wanted to avoid paying a few taxes, well, unfortunately for you, that's the only thing, that's the only measuring stick that I have to go by to gauge what your income is. And if you took a loss last year, well, then that means that your business is not cash flowing. That means that it is not a healthy business. And that just, in the long run, it hurts you more than it helps you. So you may save a few dollars here and there by, you know, not reporting, you know, all the income that you made if you have a cash-based business or, you know, maybe writing off a few things as expenses that really weren't expenses. You know, in the long run, it's going to hurt you because it makes it look like you're not making any money when, you know, in a lot of cases, you have been making money. You just wanted to avoid a few dollars in taxes here and there.
Okay. And there you go, people. It's not me, so don't think it's me when I tell y'all. about writing off everything in your business and, you know, showing a loss every year. And he said, you have to show money to get money. You know, nobody's going to lend you money when you show that you can't pay them back. So that's why it's important. And it's ways to offset that when you show money. It's ways to offset it where you don't have to pay as much in under situations. So that's why I say consult with me or consult with your professional, whoever that may be, because you got to do this. It's important because you won't get to the next level unless you put yourself in that position. You know, so I'm glad you was able to say that. Now, one of the things that I look for as well is we have clients all across the country. What cities are you guys, what cities is Axion established in and can do business in? Is it nationwide or is it in a particular region?
Well, there are Axion affiliates around the country, but the company that I work with, Axion Texas Inc., is located in 8 southern states. Those states are Texas, obviously, Arkansas, Louisiana, my state, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, and, oh boy, there's one more in there, Kentucky. And unfortunately, we are not in Georgia just yet, but, you know, we started in 1995 in Texas. In 2009, we moved to Louisiana. And just this last year, we expanded to all those other states that I just mentioned. So while we're not in Georgia just yet, it certainly looks like we're on the way there.
So if I'm an individual that's just starting my business and I've been in business about 6 months now, do I actually stand a chance to get any type of funding from you guys?
Again, it very much depends on your location, and it very much depends on your current financial situation. If you're in one of the footprint areas of Axion, then certainly if your business is in one of those areas or if your permanent address is in one of those areas, then certainly, you know, we can talk turkey. But then there's also, you know, obviously those other issues that we spoke of earlier, the credit, the capacity, and the collateral, those things have to be there. The length and time in business that you mentioned, 6 months, what we consider to be a startup company is anywhere from 0 to 6 months. So if you're 0 to 6 months, you're a startup company. Anything after 6 months, we consider you an existing company. That's important to note because with existing companies, we can count the business revenues as income. With the startup companies, we do not count the business revenues as income. There must be some other form of income supporting loans, whether that's a job that you have on the side or whether you have a co-borrower come in and borrow on the loan as well. But I think your question was really more so geared towards the length of time in business. And we do finance true startup companies. And, you know, I've kind of neglected one half of what Axion does. One half of what we do is lending. The other half of what we do is technical assistance, which in essence is helping people get these businesses off the ground, help people get their businesses started, help people get those tax IDs, like, as you mentioned earlier, help people put them into contact with people who provide tax services and put them into contact with people who provide financial services so that they can have all the things that they need, you know, either now or in the future. And we just like to make sure that we set them off on the right course. But we do finance true startup companies. We finance virtually every industry, you know, imaginable. And, you know, the banks in many cases have what are called non-targeted industries, which are industries that they consider to be high risk, such as restaurants, construction businesses, you know, those kind of things that, you know, with economic downturn, these businesses can suffer. Well, that's almost the, you know, kind of the jumping point for Axion. That's kind of where we kick in is when we feel that the industry itself may not be the least risky industry. However, it's less about the industry and it's more about the client. What can this client show to me? How can this client, you know, present themselves in a way that makes us feel comfortable with making these loans to them? So as far as startup goes, yes, we do finance startups as well.
All right, man, I'm glad to hear that because, like I say, you know, there's just so many lenders out here that say that they don't do this industry, they don't do that industry. And people's dreams and passions come in all forms of businesses, you know, and I don't think, you know, it should be discriminated against if I have my stuff together, you know, and so I'm glad to hear you say that. And I'm definitely going to make sure that, that we stay in touch and we do some things together, and I'm going to get some people to you. Unfortunately, you know, for all the individuals who don't know, we were scheduled to do actually a seminar in New Orleans this Thursday, but we decided to move it to a later date just because, you know, there's just so many people in New Orleans right now just really getting themselves back. You know, some people just getting power back today. You know, and so we need to let people focus on getting their lives together, and then we'll help them get their business together in the future. So please stay tuned, because within the next 30 days or so, we're definitely going to put on a seminar that you don't want to miss. You know, from a knowledge standpoint, financing standpoint, business standpoint, you want to be involved. And we're going to take this around the country. So definitely. So, brother, once again, Brother Jared, let them know how they can get in touch with you, get in touch with the company, the website, Facebook, or whatever it may be.
Well, first, the company, the website is Axion, A-C-C-I-O-N, Texas, T-E-X-A-S, .org. That's axiontexas.org. And my number is 504-270-9081. And if anyone has any questions whatsoever, whether it's about a loan or whether it's about what they need to do to get their business off the ground, hey, give me a call. And if I'm not available to help you, there's a whole team of people very eager and very ready to help you guys out. So any questions, give me a call. That number again is 504-270-9081. And my name is Jared Woods, y'all.
Once again, brother, we appreciate you giving that information, getting that knowledge out, and letting everybody know that you're there. You know, so, you know, big ups to you, and appreciate you coming on the show.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you having me, brother.
All right, have a good evening, brother.
You as well.
All right, y'all, I know our time is winding down, but before we go, as y'all all know, we was scheduled to have a cupcake cook-off for charity, because I got so many people that say they can bake, and, you know, and me being a sweet addict and a cupcake connoisseur, you know, I wanted to put this together. And so since we actually postponed the event until November, I still wanted to give the individuals that was going to be baking opportunity to talk about their business, their product, and themselves. You know, so we're going to take the last few minutes to talk to one of the individuals. I had her product the other day, and I'm glad she didn't have more that she can give me, because I wouldn't have been good with it. You know, so I want to bring, you know, Stacy in the line, and with Stacy's Tasties. Stacy, are you with me?
I am. Hey, Brian, thanks for having me tonight.
No, thank you. Thank you. And so, you know, that's the least we can do, since we didn't give you a chance to display your stuff. But, you know, I just look at your menu, man, and you can do everything. You know, some people can just do cakes. Some people can do cupcakes. But I'm looking at everything. I'm like, she can do lemon bars? Who does lemon bars? And I'm like, so, you know, what did your baking skills come from, and how is it so vast?
Well, you know, it's one of those stories where you grew up in the kitchen with your grandparents and your parents, and, you know, you see all the love that, you know, just simple things, simple everyday things like taking a cake to your neighbor's house or a child's birthday, and just, you know, the lighting up of the eyes and how heartfelt the whole experience is. And that's our main goal, is to recreate those type of scenarios, you know, where, you know, just a simple pound cake takes you back to the days of running around in the backyard at grandma's house, or, you know, some special occasion. That's what our whole goal is, to take you back there and to truly make, you know, your dessert experience memorable.
All right. Yeah, because I'm looking at this sweet potato cake, and I'm going to definitely have to call you on that, though, because that just got me curious. You know, a sweet potato and a good caramel cake, you know, and let me stop. I'm trying to get back in shape, so you're not good for me. But as a business person, I definitely want to you know, check you out, make sure you're good on everything before I start putting you out there. So I'm going to have to try them first. But, you know, but Stacey, I do really appreciate you wanting to be a part of the event. It was all for charity and to get your business out there. And I want everybody to know that you're out there and you're doing positive things and you have great products. So how can they get in touch with you and find out about your website, your products, use your services, catering, or whatever?
Well, check us out. Our website is www.stacystasties, and that's StacysTasties.com. You can reach us via phone at 404-626-1650. You can also check us out on Facebook. Check out some of our pictures, some of our latest postings. And just feel free to give us a call. I'm sure that we can help you out in whatever your sweet needs may be.
All right. Well, once again, we appreciate you. You know, we definitely going to get you on in the future with a little bit more time to do your own segment. But I definitely wanted to get you your name out there. I wanted the people to know how they can get in touch with you and get your product. So we thank you for your support. We thank you for having a good product.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, have a good evening, Ms. Stacy.
You too. Thanks for having me again.
All right. Thank you. All right, y'all, that's another Tuesday, another show from the basement to the boardroom. Like I said, great information, great guests, and I definitely want y'all to get something out of it. But it don't stop with me. So before I get out of here, I just want to let you know our lineup. On Mondays, you know, definitely in the morning with Chloe, you know, the setup, 9 a.m., get up. You know, you got to listen to Chloe. And Monday evening, we got 7 o'clock, Mr. Clark Garrison, Let's Talk Politics. 8:30, you know, big out to Jerry with Vino Noir, her wine show. So if you're a wine head, definitely you want to check that out. On Tuesdays, from the basement to the boardroom, you have myself at 8:30. And just hang around with us for another 30 minutes after my show to listen to Ms. Demetra Stewart with Ambition News Entertainment at 10 o'clock. Wednesdays, you have Clark and Gail at 7 with The Conversation. And then you have the Kiana Hines show at 10 p.m. It's coming. And then on Thursdays, we have Village Creative Radio with my man William. For all y'all jazz heads at 9 o'clock, you definitely want to tune in. And then Sundays, we got The Conversation at 4 p.m. You know, we have a network here. The Survival Radio Network is branding, it's growing, it's big, you know, and it's all phenomenal shows and hosts, y'all. So definitely tune in. Stay with us, you know, and once again, we appreciate everything that y'all do for us. Make sure that you go to the Survival Radio Network website and check out the past shows. You know, so thank y'all. As my outro song said, we are one, so let's come together and support one another and do big things. So good night, and I'll see y'all next week.